our director of safety, Carrie Eichelberry, is going to come give an update about our district safety protocols, obviously, which with things that have happened, down in Texas and just in Tulsa and just different items, too, to kind of make sure that people are aware of that is an ongoing process. You obviously, anytime you have a tragedy like that, you make sure you tighten up on all your protocols. We are, we've worked hard to be in a position with our facilities where we do those things like, where we have a monitored entrances, limited access to the buildings. You know, there's background checks when people come in the buildings and when they do enter. We have lobby guard systems to do those background checks, as well as replaced and expanded all of our video cameras throughout the district, every school. We've done that just in the last 2 years. And then probably the one thing, the bigger change that we're going to have safety-wise, and I know I'm going to be speaking with on the radio here, I think next month, with City Manager Bailey and Police Chief Tracy Rolls, is about some additional resource officers. We have 3 resource officers in the district that are spread among 9 schools. And we also have a person, those are Bartlesville police officers that during school, they're full-time with us. They do a great job with us building relationships with kids. And also, just their presence is always helpful as well. We have a great respect for our police department. Chief Rolls is a good friend. And so we are talking about expanding those numbers. It's one of the great things about living in a town like Bartlesville. You know, after that tragedy in Texas, I have a standing monthly meeting with Mike Bailey, and so we invited Tracy Rolls to that to talk about what can we do, what are some options for us for additional personnel at our schools. And so we've done different things over the years in terms of whether they're, having a security company come in, off-duty security officers, or having off-duty police officers, or having security people, or having, we've done that before, we've had off-duty police officers. We feel like the most, and there's good and bad about everything, and then our the third option would be having those full-time school resource officers. And there's good and bad about everything, but we feel like what's best is to have the Bartlesville Police school resource officers at our school. And ideally, we'd like to have one at every school. And so that's what we're planning on doing. I know the city council, they approved those additional 6 officers to make that happen last month. And so now it's a matter of, for the police department to get folks hired and trained. And that's our plan, is we're going to have a full-time school resource officer at every school site, in addition to all the measures that I just talked about. Carrie Eichelberry is our director of safety, and we'll help supervise that program. And so, anyway, we'll talk about that, obviously, a safety update, but that's something that I want people to be aware of. We are going to have that at every school. And so our city, we're partnering with them. We actually pay for 75% of their salary, and the city picks up the other 25% because that's about how much time they'd spend in terms of their annual contract with us. And so I feel great about that option. To me, now is the time to do it. And the only downside of that is it's a budgetary item. However, we're going to make that a priority. I am hopeful that there will eventually be some funding come in to help on those safety issues across the country, but I don't want to wait on anybody to get that approval, because who knows how long that'll funnel before it gets to Bartlesville. So we're just going to make that happen. So I'm excited to be able to offer that for families. I think that'll be a good for them as well. So mention that. So that's a